Reviewing the work of the CPPCC over the last 5 years, Yu Zhengsheng said it had fulfilled its political role well and made significant contributions to China's development. This year marks the 40th anniversary of China's reform and opening up. Yu said the CPPCC has geared up for the new normal stage in economic development and has focused on such issues as deepening reform, cutting overcapacity, and promoting innovations.
Regarding the deepening of supply-side structural reform, we sent 8 research groups to 13 provinces, held a series of consultative meetings on specific topics, including the tasks of cutting overcapacity, reducing excess inventory, deleveraging, lowering costs, and boosting areas of weakness, revitalizing the real economy, pursuing innovation-driven development, and fostering new drivers of growth.
Yu said the national and local CPPCC committees have also provided help and support for poverty alleviation efforts. Looking ahead, he said the CPPCC will make further contributions to improving people's lives and at the same time support stable economic development as part of his commitment to help China become a modern socialist country.
Aiming to secure a decisive victory in building a moderately prosperous society in all respects, we will conduct in-depth consultations and intensive deliberation on state affairs with both key sectors and weak areas, poverty alleviation with specific targets, as well as pollution prevention and control at the core. We will also strengthen oversight for better implementation of national policies.
Yu also called on political advisors to strengthen their practical work to promote political consultation and inspection.
We will conscientiously perform our duties of political consultation, oversight, and participation in and deliberation of state affairs, and make new contributions to building a moderately prosperous society in all respects and a modern socialist China.
Lastly, Yu said that the CPPCC will continue to help deepen China's relationships with its friends from around the world. One of the ways it would do this is by promoting the Belt and Road Initiative. Over the coming days, an amendment to the CPPCC charter will be put under deliberation and adopted before the session wraps up on March 15th. A new CPPCC leadership is also to be elected. Meanwhile, the political advisors will also discuss a draft revision to China's constitution and a draft law on supervision. For CRI, this is Wen Jie.